Welcome to Energy Efficiency Markets Podcast, where we provide news and analysis about energy efficiency, markets, and trends.
This is Lisa Cohn with EnergyEfficiencyMarkets.com. Our guest today is Miles Meehan, Senior Vice President of Public Relations for HomeServe USA, and our topic is a new survey that shows Americans seek energy efficiency for the savings.
Be sure to pick up our free newsletter at energyefficiencymarkets.com to get an early jump in prospects and trends from some of the most experienced reporters in the business. That's energyefficiencymarkets.com.
Hi, Miles. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Lisa. Glad to be here.
So tell me, we've heard this before, that one of the main reasons they're looking for efficiency is for savings on their bill. Is there any new information that has come to light by your survey?
Well, that's a great question, Lisa. And before I answer it, let me just take a quick minute to sort of step back and give a little overview of our company, and it might help provide a little context in why we did the survey. HomeServe is a leading provider of home repair solutions, and we serve more than 2 million homeowners around the U.S. So we're in homeowners' homes, you know, every day repairing different systems, whether it's an HVAC unit, plumbing systems, electrical systems, and such. So what we do is provide, affordable repair plans that help the homeowner take care of those repairs using quality local service providers. Mm-hmm. And we do these with municipalities and utilities all around the country, and we also offer the plans directly. And so for these utilities, energy management and energy efficiency has become more and more an important part of their business, as everybody knows. Utilities are struggling with new solutions on how to bring in conservation, to adopt new energy sources, whether it's solar or wind. But also it's sort of a natural fit for them to offer these plans to homeowners as a solution to help them save money. So we began our State of the Home survey last July, actually, was the first time, to try to get some insights into American homeowners' attitudes on the financial impact of not only home repairs, but also how they use energy, particularly, their perspective at the household level, but then how it impacts sort of the broader issues on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
So what we found in this last survey, we wanted to find out, with the election season, we're thick in the middle of it, and a lot of discussion on a national level about energy efficiency in the United States and, the push towards clean power and other issues that are facing our country. We thought that why not ask a question about, why do Americans choose to implement energy efficiency improvements for their home? And we found that two-thirds of Americans are thinking about it, but what we found interesting was they're not being motivated by conservation, they're not being motivated by climate change. The overwhelming reason, in fact, 84% of them gave this response, was simply to save money.
Mm-hmm. So 84%.
Yeah, 84%. That's more than double the next highest response, 30% for climate change, so which is pretty interesting.
And who, again, did you survey? Was mostly homeowners?
Yeah, well, we worked with the Harris Poll, both in their survey in July and the one we just did in February, mm-hmm. To survey Americans, in fact, 2,100 Americans around the country, ages 18 and older.
And were they a random sampling or were they a certain group?
No, it's a random sampling, and it's not only regionally but also age brackets, and whether they had children or not. Totally random sample.
Interesting. Now, is this different than anything you've found in the past?
So the survey that we did in July, also took a look at what people's perceptions of what energy costs were going to be from one season to the next. So, for mm-hmm. example, in this past survey that we just finished in February, we found that 42% of Americans expected their winter energy costs to stay the same this year, and 24% expected them to decrease. And what's interesting about that, in our July survey in 2015, that survey found that 10% of Americans expected a decrease in their energy costs.
What was it
this
time?
Thought it was interesting. What's that?
What was the first one? 42% expected winter energy costs to stay the same, and another
same. About a quarter, about 24% expected them to decrease this winter season, as compared to 10% expected a decrease in July.
Do you think that was all this talk of global warming?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. So we thought it was interesting that we know that 2015 had the warmest year on record, and not only that, gas and oil prices are almost at historic lows. So that's certainly playing into it. But what was also interesting on a regional basis, the Northeast, typically the area where homeowners experience high energy costs during the wintertime. 41% of folks in the Northeast expected an energy decrease. So that definitely plays into the idea of the impact of global warming and lower gas and oil prices.
Now, why do you say that? Why does it play into global warming?
Well, we believe that, people are seeing what's in the media. They're listening to the debates on the presidential scale. They're seeing it in their pocketbook at the gas station. Folks in the Northeast are big users of oil for home heating. Mm-hmm. They're seeing decreased oil prices. I think you bring all that together, and there's perception is almost meeting reality.
So, but it's more about the decreased oil prices than it is about the perception about global warming, don't you think?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's we didn't ask the question specifically about what was homeowners, why they were making that linkage, but I think we were just sort of, drawing a line and trying to make those connections.
Now, is it true that their bills are going to drop without any energy efficiency?
Well, we found that in the types of things that homeowners are doing to make changes or improvements in their energy use are installing things such as smart thermostats, just simply doing things like lowering their thermostat, the ones that they have, by a few degrees in the winter, or raising it a little bit in the summer. Another thing that we encourage homeowners to do is regularly change their air filters in their central heating units to make sure that they're clean and don't drag down the efficiency of the units. And, things also like installing new types of light bulbs, like LED light bulbs. I think all those things together help lower the cost of energy for a homeowner.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, is this perception real or imagined that their bills are going to drop?
I think, there's lots of data out there that I can't speak to directly, but there's lots of data out there that would suggest that different energy efficiency improvements that homeowners undertake can not only reduce their energy, but make their home more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't get a feel for whether or not any of them had actually made energy efficiency improvements.
So the survey asked the question of what improvements are you planning to make in the next 12 months? So, mm-hmm. for example, people were going to be changing out their air filters. People were going to be installing LED lights. People mm-hmm. were going to be lowering their thermostat, those types of things. So it was prospective. What we'll do in the future, we'll do a survey again in July. We might ask the question, what did you do in the past? And then make that linkage between what people were expecting to do versus what people actually did.
Because mm-hmm. I'm curious about why they thought their bills were going to drop. That's all. Because it's not clear.
It's not clear, but I do believe, based upon let's call them global factors, sort of the macro factors that are happening in the country here, with the decrease in gas and oil, with the fact that we have moderating temperatures, that certainly would have an impact.
All right. Well, it's interesting. So, I mean, I guess the bottom line is they want to save money, and that's why they're implementing energy efficiency measures, and it seems that it's clearer to them, because usually in the past what I've heard is they don't know what to do first. And it's funny, the things that you just named are things that we do just did in our home probably too late, and since I know about all this stuff, there what I'm saying is, like, I've learned about this stuff year after year after year, and I'm doing this kind of late. It's interesting to me that they would choose those things to do, but it's because you told them, right? Because there's a lot of confusion generally about this issue, like, what do I do first?
That's right. So, you know, and people are also thinking about changing out their windows or putting in a more efficient heating unit, and other things that people hear about, what their friends and neighbors are doing or what's being recommended by their local utility. You know, since we're out repairing these units on a regular basis, we find that about 20% of homeowners, you know, each year are having to make some sort of a repair on the heating unit or their cooling unit. So it's you know, no surprise that people are looking for ways to make sure that their units are in peak operating condition, or, you know, making a replacement, making the investment to repair or replace to make sure that it's working effectively.
See, I think it is a surprise, because what we hear over and over again is people just don't know where to start, and there's a lot of confusion out there. But maybe the confusion is being cleared up to some degree.
That could be, and I think if people are looking for ways to save money, this is certainly a way to do it. Although it might be an initial investment, but I think over the longer term, it's a good investment, not only for saving money, but also to improve the comfort of their home.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, interesting. It'll be interesting to hear what happens in your next survey.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
No, other quick question: have you done a survey in the past that said something different, like they do energy efficiency for a different reason?
Actually, we haven't. So this is the one we did in February was only our second, and we're looking forward to, you know, introducing some slightly different questions than the one in July to not only see what the trends are, but also see whether there's other information we can get through the survey process.
So you're saying, so what did you find in the first two surveys? Did you find the same result?
So we found the one thing that we were talking about a moment ago is people's perception about energy costs from one season to the next. So, for example, in the survey we just found that 25% thought that energy costs were going to decrease. Back in July, that was only 10%. So we can see from just 6 months later, a significant change.
Mm-hmm. No, what I was saying is in those first two, did they say why they do or do not implement energy efficiency measures?
We didn't ask that question in the first one, so I can't speak to that.
Oh, okay, I see. All right, well, interesting stuff, and thank you for joining me.
Lisa, it's my pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now.
Be sure to pick up our free newsletter at energyefficiencymarkets.com to get an early jump in prospects and trends from some of the most experienced reporters in the business. That's energyefficiencymarkets.com.